This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Monday, January 25th, 2010. I'm Caleb Brown. As you consider this week's State of the Union address and all the promises that will be made therein, consider this. President George W. Bush was the biggest spending president since Lyndon Baines Johnson. At least he was the biggest spender so far. Chris Edwards, Director of Tax Policy Studies at the Cato Institute, ran the numbers on Bush's spending binge.
I took a last look at President George W. Bush's spending policy over 8 years. Final numbers have come out for his last year in office, fiscal year 2009. So I thought it was important to set the record straight once and for all to show that George W. Bush was a very big spender and, frankly, a real embarrassment to the Republican Party that's supposed to be the fiscally conservative party.
A lot of people who defend Bush's record on spending point to 9/11. They point to spending that occurred because of a ramping up of security spending after 2001. How does that wash out?
The problem with President Bush is he increased spending across the board. So, you know, he increased defense spending substantially and Homeland Security spending, but he didn't use that as an opportunity to try to get some efficiencies in domestic programs. He added a new prescription drug bill, which now costs over $60 billion a year. He centralized education through his No Child Left Behind education policy and doubled the size of the Department of Education. So the problem was he was in favor of big spending across the board.
What are the particular areas that really stand out where Bush indefensibly raised spending?
If you look at President Bush's 8 years in office, he increased spending by 83% over 8 years in just raw numbers. And that compares to President Clinton's 32% increase over his 8 years. Now, it's true that some of the spending in Bush's last year was actually the result of President Obama, the big stimulus package passed in 2009. But even if you take out that stimulus spending that Bush wasn't responsible for, his increase over 8 years was 70%, again, more than double the amount of President Clinton's increase.
If Bush had pushed spending just a tiny bit more, he would have actually been a bigger spender than LBJ.
I went back and I compared President Bush to all presidents since President Eisenhower. And because inflation has varied over time and because presidents were in office for different amounts of years, I looked at the average annual spending adjusted for inflation for all the presidents since Eisenhower. And I found that George W. Bush was the biggest spender since Lyndon Johnson. So, for example, President Bush increased annual average real spending by 4.9% over his term. That was the biggest since LBJ's 5.7% increase in the 1960s, and far higher than Presidents Nixon, Ford, Carter, Reagan, Bush 1, and Clinton. Bush actually even looks worse if you take out interest spending, because Bush benefited from the fact that Clinton balanced the budget 4 years in a row in Clinton's last 4 years. That reduced federal interest costs substantially for President George W. Bush. So if you take out interest spending, which fell under Bush, he looks even worse. If you take out interest spending and defense spending, to get around this issue that people say, well, Bush had to increase spending because of 9/11, etc. So let's take out defense spending. President Bush increased spending by 5.4% annually during his term, which was the biggest since Richard Nixon in the late 60s and early 70s. So even taking out the big increases in defense under Bush, his domestic agenda was the biggest spending agenda since Nixon, also a Republican big spending president.
Bush was a big spender. Nixon was a big spender. Many Republicans, even some apologists for non-conservative Republicans, would say, yeah, but Democrats are worse. What is the real difference between Republicans and Democrats here?
I think empirically or historically, there has been little difference in Republicans versus Democrats in the White House in terms of spending. Go back to President Eisenhower during 8 years in the 1950s. He had enormous increases in domestic spending. He passed education subsidy laws. He signed into law a big expansion in federal health care that led to Medicare, a few years later. That was in 1960. He made Health and Human Services a cabinet agency. He expanded public housing. That was all President Eisenhower, and he was a Republican. And so, on the other hand, it is true. You had Republican presidents like Ronald Reagan, who had by far the best spending record over recent presidents. And then on the Democratic side, you get big spenders like LBJ. But then President Clinton, on the other hand, was a lot more frugal and had a much better record than recent Republican presidents.
What is the legacy of all of this increased spending that Bush did?
Well, here's the sad thing about President George W. Bush. Perhaps even worse than the big spending that he passed year after year in office, it was the precedents he created for government expansion in the future. And to provide one example, the Republican Party under Ronald Reagan, under the Republican Congress in the 1990s, was in favor of eliminating the Federal Department of Education. President Bush completely reversed that policy, doubled the size of the Department of Education, and centralized K-12 funding for the schools in this country. That was really unfortunate. President Bush signed into law the gigantic prescription drug bill in the early 2000s, again creating a precedent for expanded healthcare entitlements that President Obama is now ratcheting up even higher.
Chris Edwards is Director of Tax Policy Studies at the Cato Institute. You can read more of his work at cato.org.